The New Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Now, the subtitle of this particular part of Luke 10 is entitled, The Most Important Commandment. And then it is also including the story of the Good Samaritan. Hear God's Word. One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question, Teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life? Jesus replied, Read letters. What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it? Well, the man answered, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Red letter, Jesus emphatically said, Right! And then he told him this, Do this and you will live. Well, the man wanted to justify his action, so he asked Jesus, Well, who's my neighbor? Now the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus tells him. Jesus replied with an illustration, red letter edition. A Jewish man was traveling on a trip to Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes and his money, beat him, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a Jewish priest came along, but when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt deep pity. Kneeling beside him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with medicine and bandaged them, and then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn, where he took care of him. The next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 pieces of silver and told him to take care of the man. And if the bill runs higher than that, he said, I will pay the difference the next time that I'm here. Now, which of these 3 would say he was his neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits? A question Jesus asked. The man replied, Well, the one who showed him mercy. And then Jesus said in red letters, Yes, now go and do the same. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of God's holy and precious word.